Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to LM Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Hey, thank you so much, family, for continuing to join and follow this special series in which we're doing, where it's all about the ladies, where we're preparing for LM Foundation's upcoming women's conference. And I wanted to take this time to sit down and allow you to meet our speakers and hear their stories. Their stories are phenomenal. Wait. I can't wait for you to hear all of them. And just really understand why these ladies are doing such a phenomenal thing in the community. So before I go any further, please, if you have any questions or you want to just join the conversation, please dial in 914-219-0892. Again, 914-219-0892. So today we're sitting down with she's no stranger to Unheard Voices, and I'm really excited that we finally got a chance to have her as one of our speakers. So my co-host today, she is the founder and the executive director of Stillborn and Infant Loss Support, which is the acronym is SAILS. Her name is Sadija Smiley. Welcome, Miss Sadija.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you again today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I know last time we were in the studio and we were just boo-hoo-hoo. And I know, but you know what? I am so honored about this event. And I don't know if you had a chance to listen in to the show yesterday with Evangelist Patricia Fowler. This conference has actually become very, very special to me because originally it was just an empowerment conference, and then, you know, God had me change it to When God Remembers, and I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. And of course, knowing me, I was like, well, why am I changing it like that? You know? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with empowerment? But the more that I had a chance to sit down and spend time with God and really get a chance to hear some of the attendees and listen to the speakers, our event has grown up to 150 women, and that was as of last year. So, you know, there's so many people that are out there that are going through so many things. Excuse me. There's a lot of things out there that I haven't experienced, and your story is one that I've never ever had to experience that, or do I know of anyone that has experienced it? And I feel, and I felt, and I still feel that this is an important subject, because when families go through situations like this, they are number one devastated, and number two, they don't know where to go. So, you know, and just really quick, I just want to share, and you know me, I always like to go back and kind of get an idea of how this affects our families. And what I found is that stillbirth affects about 1 in 160 births in the United States. And babies that die during the first year of life is more than 10 times as many than those who die of SIDS, which is the sudden infant death syndrome. And for those of you who are not certain what stillbirth is. It's the death of an infant before delivery. So, Zanesha, I am going to step back, and I'm going to let the family get to know you. So, again, welcome back again. I'm so glad you're my co-host. So I'm going to let you jump right in.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you again, Ms. Tan, for allowing me to come back. And I really appreciate, again, you holding space for us to have this conversation. And even though you haven't experienced it and you don't know anyone, you value the awareness and the importance of this cause and that we have the conversation to be able to offer support and validation to the families that have experienced this type of loss. So, again, I'm Sadija Smiley, and I'm the founder and executive director for Stillborn and Infant Loss Support Sales. And the organization was founded back in 2017, and it was founded out of my own personal loss. I experienced the death, and I'm coming to grips with saying the death instead of loss and really acknowledging it for what it is. My daughter died when I was 36 weeks pregnant in utero. And so when I learned that she didn't have a heartbeat, I still had to deliver her. And so I was in labor for 23 hours, and, you know, I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. Unfortunately, she was not breathing. She was not alive. And I knew prior to going in that that was going to be the end result. But she was a beautiful baby girl. I got to hold her. I named her. Her name is Aviana Celine. And through that process, you know, my family really wanted to be there and support me, but they didn't really know how, because many people don't talk about this happening to them. So at the time when I had my daughter, I didn't know of anyone else that this happened to. And I assumed, because they didn't share either, that my family didn't know. So they really didn't know how to support me through this process. And many people couldn't connect and really understand why I was so heartbroken and why I was so sad that I lost my daughter, because I never got to meet her. And so people don't always understand or connect that when your baby passes away, even before you get to meet them, from the moment you learn that you're having a baby, you begin to plan for that baby. You begin to pick out names,
right?
You know, you begin to name godparents. You start to think about the room and the colors and whether or not you want a boy or a girl, and you know, whose eyes is he or she going to have? And so when those dreams are deferred, it's very devastating. It's isolating. And you feel alone, again, because people don't talk about it. And then once I had some time to really work through and process, which took me a very long time, this happened in November of 2003, and it probably wasn't until maybe 2014, 15 that I got more comfortable telling people about my daughter, and I really wanted to understand, you know, why did this happen? How does this happen? Some people have reasons or, you know, causes, and some don't. And in my case, it was a seemingly normal, perfect pregnancy, and they couldn't tell me why, you know, she didn't make it. And so, you know, just not knowing and having the questions. And so I realized then, once I started talking about it, that this happens to a lot of people, a lot of families, a lot of couples. It had happened in my family several times, and I didn't know, you know, until it happened to me.
Wow.
So, yeah, I really didn't know. And nobody talks about it, you know, and so it's very isolating, because you're afraid. People are, when they were, you know, scared when they come around me, they didn't know whether or not they should mention a baby or being pregnant or a baby shower, you know, whether I was going to fall apart, whether they didn't really know how to gauge. And some people said some really hurtful things, and I don't think it was their intention. But the other part of our mission is really to help educate. You know, there are things that are cliches and things that we would say or think that would be okay that are really hurtful. So really helping people.
Yeah.
Yeah, with how to respond to someone, you know, who has experienced this. Because our whole mission is to help people heal.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sorry. Can I jump back really quick? And I'm sorry to interrupt you, because this, you know, I just want to go back to when you deliver the baby. And this is something that I learned when you and I met at the station, that you know, you do a regular delivery, but what I was not aware of is that your body still goes through the whole process, like you still delivered a, what's the proper word, a healthy live baby. You mean your hormones, your body goes through all the hormones and all those things. Is that correct, right?
That is, your body still experiences this postpartum, still has this postpartum experience. Yes, where you labor, you have contractions, you know, you have to literally push, you know, and afterwards you have a menses, you may have stitches, your breasts will fill, you know, with milk, and, you know, you have stretch marks, or you have, you know, extra weight gain, and you still have these, your moods are impacted, and unfortunately you don't have a baby to kind of help you process those feelings, you know, when you don't have the baby, it's like, well, why do I have milk? I can't nurse, and you kind of want it all to go away, but your body doesn't know that the baby didn't live. The body just knows that the baby came out, and so the body still continues to go through that postpartum process.
Wow. That's interesting. I wonder why the body doesn't know. You know, I mean, our bodies are just so amazing that, you know, I don't know, I'm just kind of like, wow, I wonder why the body doesn't realize that the infant is not alive. I'm just curious. And anyone listening out there, if you know the answer to this question, please dial in, because I am curious, you know, because our bodies are amazing. They do amazing, especially with bodies. We, you know, we go through amazing things, and I wonder why this is something that the body doesn't know. I don't know. Maybe, now I'll probably just go and do some research on it and let you know. So, and I know that you and your family had to go through such a heartbreaking time, and through your pain and your sorrow, you know, God has blessed you with this amazing organization that, you know, you turn around and now you've taken your heartache and your heartbreak, and you turn around and you help people. Let's talk about what you're doing from that experience and how that came about, and let's talk about from there what you're doing in the community.
I think for me, initially it was really about my healing, right? So I would talk about it as a release. I would write, I would share, and I would tell anybody who ever asked me if I had children or anything, because it was part of my healing process. But then as I talked to more people, I really understood that when it happens, you really don't see a way through it. It feels like it's literally, you know, feels like the end of your life. And for some people, it really is. There have been people, I've made attempts, and there's people who made attempts and have actually succeeded with taking their own life because of how heavy the grief and the pain is. And so for me, it can be. It's your mind just does so many different things and you just give up. And so for me, it was important for others to see that, you know, there is life after loss, so to speak. You know, you can push through it, you can work through it. You know, there's bad days, there's good days, but there's every day, you know. And so each day you get up, you live, and you just take it. And sometimes you can't take it day by day. It's more about taking it minute by minute or hour by hour. But it was important for me to show other people that you can get through this. You know, you survive so many things. It's painful, but you can get through it. And so that's kind of what fueled it is I want people to know, don't give up. Don't give up. Even on those days you have to sleep all day, that's fine, but don't give up, because I'm a testament that it's not easy, but it's possible. And so through that work, we, you know, in the community, we've connected and partnered with two hospitals here in Maryland, with Howard County General Hospital, which is under Johns Hopkins, and GBMC, Greater Baltimore Medical Center, to provide to provide heart packages of hope. Because for us, it was really important to get the products and the support and the information in the hands of those who are on the front lines, because we may never be called, you know, by some of the families. We don't know. So many losses, you know, every year is about 25,000. There's no way for us, you know, to keep up with that. But if we can get to those first responders, those individuals who are telling the families that they're sorry, there's no heartbeat, those individuals who are telling the families and scheduling them for DNCs in a day or two, if we could get the resources to them, then they can put it in the hands of the families. And so we have heart packages of hope, which are for our early losses that occur before 20 weeks. Those families don't always have as many photos and keepsakes and mementos as some of the losses that occur a little later. So that's a heart charm and a journal and a bracelet and a list of resources to help that family when they exit. And hopefully they reach out and follow up with us. We also have an amazing volunteer who crochets hats and blankets that we donate to the hospitals, because many people want to spend time with their baby if they're able. They want to give them baths. They want to dress them. They want to take photos, because this is the last time that you're actually going to be able to see your baby. And in that moment, you may not feel like you want to see the baby, so there's pictures taken. And so you can always go back to those when you're ready and you have something, you know, to hold near to you and dear to you. And then finally, we have an annual event. We call it a Survivor Summit. And so this year, you know, with the change in the health crisis, we weren't able to have it in person, but we are going to do a virtual summit on August the 29th. And so we're super excited about being able to connect with families and those that have been impacted beyond the state of Maryland. So we're super excited about that.
That's awesome. You know, and I know everybody's got a story, and I'm a firm believer that how you use, you know, your story, it's really important with, you know, taking your pain and being able to, you know, reach back and help someone. Because, you know, now if I know that someone has experienced this or is going through it, I was like, oh, you know, I have someone that I need to put you in touch with. And that's the important thing, you know, because not everybody does in what we do does the same thing. And I love the fact when I meet nonprofits that are out there on the grind, turning around, taking your pain and they're, you know, and just rejoicing that God has given them this time to be a blessing to others. And, you know, so I just, you know, totally applaud you for the work that you and your team are doing. Now, can anyone reach out to you or is it just specifically in the DMV area?
No, anyone can reach out to us. I've mentored and we've supported families and Missouri and California and New York and Pennsylvania. So anyone can reach out. And if we're not able to help them, we can connect them with someone locally if they need local support. But yes, anyone can reach out. They can, you know, find us on social media at Born Into Silence. They can visit our website, www.bornintosilence.org. They can send us an email at salesmaryland@gmail.com. And we also have a telephone number they can reach us at 410-941-9061. So anybody that has been impacted, anyone that knows somebody and really is not sure, you know, how to approach them or looking for resources or support, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm. And give your website again. Your email address, I'm sorry, give that again.
Sure. The website is www.bornintosilence.org. And then our email is sales, S-A-I-L-S, Maryland spelled out, all one word, @gmail.com.
Fantastic. So continue to do great work, and I know that you and I, we're going to be in a lot of talks down the line about some special things. So continue to, you know, may God continue to bless your hands and that they grow and that you can continue to be a blessing to others. So, you know, kudos to you for doing this and being the helpmeet that other families need. So we talking about our women's conference. I am so excited. So, family, the date is August 15th. We are going to be on it's a virtual event. We want to make certain that, you know, for the safety of our speakers and the attendees, we wanted to, we've decided to turn it into a virtual event where it can reach out further, you know, to folks. So please visit the website or www.thelmfoundation.org or visit us on Facebook, which is Life Ministry Foundation. So, girl, let me tell you, God has got so many, some fantastic women lined up along with yourself. And we're just going to be bringing it real, you know, just talking about and empowering women. And again, we've had men that have decided they want to be a part of our women's conference, believe it or not. And I don't turn them away, you know, because you don't know what they're looking for, you know, that may be helpful to their significant other or their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I shared earlier, the name of the conference is When God Remembers. Mm-hmm. And to me, that just reminds me that, you know, when I was going through my stuff and I was deep in, like, a whole bunch of stuff, that, you know, I was under the impression, like, God has forgotten me. Mm-hmm. You know, God, why? You know, I try to serve you the best that I can. Yep, I messed up. I've done some things that I may not have been proud about. But why am I in this place? Why are you not answering me? And then, you know, in the midst of all the madness, of all the craziness, and just in learning to be still, his voice very quietly tells me, I haven't forgotten you. And that brought such a peace over everything. So when you hear When God Remembers, what does that mean to you? I mean, I know what that means to me, and in Justin, how Patricia shared yesterday, you know, how she believes that the you know, what God remembers was to you. So I would love to hear When God Remembers. What does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's with all the things that I've been through, including loss of my daughter and many other trials, I have not been one to run to God. I've been one to run away from and question and really, you know, not my faith is challenged. And at some points, I just really didn't believe that he cared for me, he loved me, that he was going to do anything to change it. So when I hear When God Remembers, it really, like, it literally, like, hits me deep in my soul, because even though I turned away from him, I turned away from his word, I turned away from his people, he still took care of me. He remembered me. Even when I didn't want to remember, you know, him, and I didn't acknowledge him, he did not, you know, like the Bible says, he would never leave you nor forsake you. So even when you turn your back on him, I learned that he's there, he's waiting. And when I was ready, and even times when I wasn't, he still reminded me that I'm here. I am truly your source. You can go out there and do whatever you want. You can try to figure it out. You can turn your back. You can act so-and-so. You can take whatever pills. You can eat all. But when you... I'm still here. And even in all of that, he still protected me. He kept me. And so when I hear when God remembers, it's like he's never forgotten about me, no matter how far away I walked or how, you know, when I turn my back on him. And that other scripture in the Bible, I think it's Psalms 31:18, it says he's close to the brokenhearted. And it's in your pain that you are as close as possible, you know, to God. So when I hear that, that's what I think about, that he remembers me. I'm always on his mind, even when he's not on mine.
Wow, you know, every time we talk, you know, I get my little tears coming to my eyes, you know, because I know what he did for me and what he still is doing for me. And even in hearing how you're just sharing, you know, not a lot of what of of your story, but enough. And then just to hear the joy of this, and you know, and through this, and there are not only just women, but you know, there are families out there who are broken, who have believed that God has forgotten them. Where you know, this is to me, you know, I'm truly humbled that God has called me to host this and bring in, you know, phenomenal women speakers just to share and remind people, hey, it's okay, like what you just said. You know, you turned away. You didn't believe him on and on. Where for me, it was like, Lord, you know, I'm trusting you, but I don't hear you. Like, what's up with that? And that's just being real. You know, that's how I talk to God. I'm sorry, I'd be like, what's up?
Right.
But it's truth. And, you know, the goal of what God has called us to do, not only, you know, with this women's conference, but in the work that we do, is to be a blessing to others and be an encouragement to others. So, Ms. Adesia, I, you know, I applaud you again. And I am looking forward to, you know, August 15th. Family, what Ellen Foundation is doing, yay.
Yeah, I know you hear me clapping.
I do. What we're going to do, because this is just such a phenomenal organization that, you know, usually what we do, if it was an in-person event, we would be charging a ticket cost, and then we would donate a portion of the proceeds into the organization. But since there are no ticket sales, we have created a donation link to help us raise funds for this organization to help families who are going through this, who are suffering in silence, who don't know where to go. And, you know, we want to be a part of helping sales reach their goals to help reach other mothers who are going through this. So if you just go to Eventbrite at Life Ministry Foundation and search Women's Conference, and we'll come up. And just click on that Eventbrite link. And please make a donation, or you can go to our website, which is www.thelmfoundation.org. The goal to raise as much as we can so we can turn around and support the work that Adesia is doing. Hey, I'm sorry if you hear my train. I live close to a train station. So family, please, if you can help support the work that Adesia is doing, just go to our social media page, which is for Instagram and Twitter. It's Ellen Foundation One. As I mentioned, it's Facebook. It's Life Ministry Foundation. Or you can go to our website, which is www.thelmfoundation.org. So, Adesia, one more time, let people know how they can connect with you. If they know of someone or who is going through this and they need to talk to someone.
Sure. I want to thank you, Ms. Pam and Ellen Foundation, for your support and your donation, because we serve families that experience this, and we also want to educate the community, because we interact with the community on a daily basis, and there's so many people who want to help and just aren't sure how to or what to say. So I thank you for providing that opportunity. They can find us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Born Into Silence. Our website, if you want to read more information, we also have a remembrance wall where families can submit their angel baby's name and date if they want to honor their babies on our website. Our website is www.bornintosilence.org. Our email address, if you have a question or a concern or want to share your story or just need to connect and talk with us, is sales, S-A-I-L-S, Maryland, spelled out, at gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, my sister, continue to do great work, and we'll be in touch, and family will be watching Miss Adesia on our panel. And then we're going to go into, you know, at the Women's Conference, we'll start off with the panel, and then we'll allow some Q&A. So you can, if you miss connecting with her here, you want to connect with her at the Women's Conference, please join that, join the event. And so that way you can hear more of what she's doing out there. Adesia, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening, shall I say.
Yes, you too. Thank you. And thanks again, Ms. Pam, for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to seeing you virtually.
Yay! I can't wait. Yes. I can't wait. God bless you. That's continue to be safe. And we'll be in touch soon.
All righty. Take care, Ms. Pam.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.